It's a move Germany, Britain, and France had long warned Tehran about if it continued taking steps back toward enriching uranium to the level that could contribute to a nuclear bomb. They would trigger the nuclear deal's dispute resolution mechanism that could eventually lead to reimposing United Nations sanctions. When the Iranian regime announced earlier this month it would no longer adhere to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, the Europeans went through with the threat, saying they felt they had no other option to try to get Tehran back to compliance. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell, whose job includes mediating the agreement, is trying to de-escalate the situation.
Let me say this clearly. The dispute resolution mechanism, which is going to be triggered now, is not about reimposing sanctions. The dispute resolution mechanisms requires intensive effort in good faith by all members. And as the coordinator, I expect all participants in the JCPOA to approach this process in that spirit. We have to preserve the nuclear deal and work to go back to full and effective implementation. And there is no alternative to this agreement.
But the U.S. sees the move as long-awaited recognition it was right, that the deal is ineffective and should be dumped. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Wednesday he's now anticipating a reimposition of U.N. sanctions on Iran. This snapback provision is the ultimate stick in the agreement, but envisioned only at the end of a longer process of negotiation among signatories and with Iran. That process is already underway. But there's more to the story of the European timing, which puzzled many observers. Usually the three countries wait for international inspectors to verify whether or not Iran has in fact implemented its latest threat to breach the deal's restrictions. This time, they didn't wait. The Washington Post reports the U.S. threatened Germany, Britain, and France that if they didn't trigger this mechanism, the U.S. would impose a 25% tariff on European automobile imports. Although they'd largely agreed already in December this action was unavoidable without an Iranian reversal, that could explain the abruptness of the decision. In an interview Tuesday with the BBC, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson may have hinted at just how tough the talking had gotten behind the scenes.
We're going to come under pressure. Everybody will say, well, you've got to get rid of this nuclear deal.
In fact, only the US says you've got to get rid of the nuclear deal. Johnson's own government continues to issue joint statements with Germany and France calling for the preservation of the JCPOA and for Iran to comply with it. So that made what Johnson said next a jaw-dropper for many.
If we're going to get rid of it, let's replace it. And let's replace it with the Trump deal. Okay. That's what we need to see. And I think that would be a great way forward. President Trump is a great deal-maker, by his own account and many others. Let's work together to replace the JCPOA and get the Trump deal instead.
Iran immediately rejected any notion of a Trump deal. EU officials called Johnson's flip-flopping unhelpful. The man in the middle, Josep Borrell, dismissed it altogether.
Mr. Borrell,
no questions.
Boris Johnson said that the deal should be scrapped and replaced with what he called a Trump deal.
I got the letter from the three ministers, and this is my reference point.
But what do you think of the idea of what he calls a Trump deal? He wants it scrapped and replaced.
I think I've been quite clear.
Rob Malley is the president of the International Crisis Group and was a national security advisor in the Obama administration when the Iran nuclear deal was finalized. He worries the European gamble will go wrong and push Iran further toward nuclear weapons instead. Malley hopes major decisions can be delayed, at least through U.S. elections in November.
So it does seem like the roads are blocked, which is why I do fear that a few months from now, when nothing has budged, pressure on Iran will be to walk away more from the JCPOA, and the pressure on some Europeans may be to take this to the UN. But let's try to find a bridge between now and November, and then either it's a different administration, or if it's the same one, at that point, maybe the moods will be different, and all sides will know you have to deal with Trump for another 4 years, so the waiting game is over.
EU diplomats are determined to save their deal, and they insist the JCPOA is what has kept Iran from having a nuclear weapon already. But events in the Middle East are moving fast. Washington is constantly ratcheting up the pressure on all players. Iran holds parliamentary elections already next month, adding yet more unpredictability to the high-stakes nuclear standoff. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.